infection, but that's...
So a lot of these annoying ones are really simple. I think a sore throat. Sore throats are something that we're baffled by in medicine. They're very hard to treat the pain and agony that people go through with a sore throat. So I think sore throat is on my list. I have a couple of other more exotic ones. Whooping cough.
Oh, whooping cough is so annoying.
It's on its way back, actually. Bordetella pertussis. Most of us are vaccinated against
it. Isn't whooping cough very serious, though?
The whooping crane is on the endangered species list. But no, it can be serious, but a lot of times it's not. So most of us are vaccinated. We get something. DPT is a vaccine that's tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, and most of us are vaccinated against it. So Bordetella pertussis is the bacteria that causes whooping cough, but it's been on the rise again, and it usually causes this nagging cough. So some of us may have had it without knowing it, and it lasts for about a month or so. But coughing to me is remarkably irritating when it just goes on and can't sleep. So that's on my list. Something I've never had, dengue fever.
Irritating.
I hate it. No, dengue fever. They
happens.
Call it breakbone fever, and apparently it's mosquito-borne. There's no treatment for it, common in a lot of areas of the world, and causes remarkable pain. Can be dangerous, but in most cases it goes away on its own. Rashes. We haven't talked about any rashes. I guess we talked about crotch rot, but there are so many rashes that can just be irritating to no end. So allergic reactions that cause hives, you can get them for months at a time, come and go. We make fun of dermatologists a little bit in medicine because it's a lot of these things are hard to diagnose. So you come in, and the joke with dermatologists is if it's wet, they dry it. If it's dry, they wet it. And if they don't know what it is, they just give you steroids. But the truth is a lot of these things are really difficult to diagnose, but you can just sit there and scratch, scratch, scratch.
That medical humor is it's outrageously funny. If it's wet, dry it. If it's dry, wet it.
Well, similar to your whooping cough and sore throat,
Whoopi Goldberg.
I'd add sinus infection in there, too.
Toothaches.
Which can cause...
Toothaches.
Toothaches.
See, I think we're going to get a lot of emails about this.
Now, bladder infections, urinary tract infections, very annoying. Usually not that serious and usually easily cured.
More common in women, of course.
Yes. And
shorter urethra.
Why is that? It's interesting. In fact, I think we deal with this in one of our books.
It's very simple. The urethra, the tube that you pee out of, is much shorter in women. So your urine is sterile. So the bladder, it contains sterile urine. If bacteria get up inside the bladder.
Whoa.
That sounds like a James Brown
number. Sounds like Urethra Franklin there.
Get on back. when bacteria get inside the bladder, it can cause an infection. So sometimes during sex, backward pressure of bacteria can get in there. That's why they teach you to wipe in the direction away from the dirty zone.
You know, thank you. What does that have to do with sex?
That was a separate.
Separate.
Segue.
You needed to pause.
Yes. I'm sorry. So what else do we have? Do we have any other interesting annoying
illnesses?
Well,
we'd love to hear about annoying infections.
Scabies. Body lice.
Now, the body lice is not actually an infection.
That's a parasite,
but,
isn't it?
It's an infestation.
It's interesting. There is now that it's summer camp season, I hear many complaints about lice. I have a question, doctor. Are pubic lice and head lice the same or different? Different lice.
This is the same lice, I think. I don't actually know. We're going to have to look that one up, I guess.
Well, we'll get back to you on that one.
Yes, we'll get back to you, you dirty louse.
Well, we do want to hear from you, so email us with your problems with infections and what you think are the...
Infections, rashes, fungus, and please, when you refer to them, use Jane style. Bladder. Yeast.
Infestations, consternations, and anything else. Other Asians.
That wraps up another episode of The Body Odd. If you want to listen to past episodes, send questions, make comments, please visit thebodyodd.msnbc.com. We want to hear from you. And that's all for now.